quite delighted with the manner of the probably or the resilience shown. I think first 45, you could see the hangover from last week, certainly in the first 45. We're nowhere near it and near the standards that we ask for in the first half, and look, that can be down to a number of factors, and automatically you put it down to the first defeat in a while last week. So I think you get them in at half time and just settling them down. Look, we go in front and they score a worldie. Well, no much else in the first half in terms of goal mouth action, really. And then I think for the start of the second half, we're much more like we have been this season.
Changed it at
half time,
change of shape as well?
Yeah, change of shape, and obviously bringing Chris on. And it affected the game really well. I thought we were losing a lot of second balls. And we thought, look, Celtic are a good side. They're a side that are used to winning games. Now, that goes back to last year when Kevin Thompson was here, and then Potts has come in, and when we played them the last time, I seen enough to know that they were top teams. I think they'd already beat Falkirk up there, or they beat Falkirk just up there pretty soon afterwards. And then they went to Falkirk and won last week. And I'm not just talking about Falkirk, they'll take points off everybody. Because they're a good side with some experienced pros through the team, and they carry that opposite thing from us, which is a massive thing in football, and it hangs around, which is winning games or losing games. So we've been the club that has been the club that was used to losing games, or the club that are used to winning games, but they're good players, and they play to their strengths, and it gives a tough game up there. We knew it was going to be a tough game today. You just look at, I think they're the form team in the league at the minute, and they came here, and credit to them, because they came to try and win the game, which not a lot of teams do when they come here.
What a smashing goal to win
it. You talk about their goal, and it's a great strike, but the goal from us is what the thing I'll talk most about is a decision for Chris Mochrie to take the extra touch whenever he's telling him to play it wide. That's intelligence. But also from Aaron Comrie, because he knows that if I just make that run, Chris has got the ability, he's got the bravery, is a good word to put it as well, because the full crowd are screaming shoot or pass, but he makes his own mind up. He's calm in that position, and he plays the ball to Aaron. It was a great run, it's stuff we work on, and Aaron fires it across, and Craig puts it in the net, and you know what, it was fitting that I think Craig Whiting scored the winner today. I think for me he was the best player on the pitch, and that's Craig Whiting getting back to the Craig Whiting I know.
Difference now that injury's cleared, really,
can't you? Yeah, and that's natural. Look, he's only young as well. Everybody looks at Whitey as if he's some seasoned pro. I've known him for almost 10 years now, and he's still only about 24 or 25. It's mad. And if he scores the one, he goes through. Everybody's talking about that, and it's a wee bit sad that we're not. But in a strange kind of way, I'm glad. I don't believe I'm going to say this. I'm glad he didn't score that, because I wanted to see if we had the character to hang on after what happened against Peterhead, and then after losing our first game, and Dennis, a couple of saves at the end. But see, you expect, you need to defend. They're throwing everything. They're trying to salvage something in the game, like we were last week up at Montrose. You throw everything at it, you get hit with a sucker punch. They were doing that today, but we stood strong, resilient, and it took us 45 minutes to get Montrose out of our system, but that's it, well and truly gone.
Did it feel like a proper derby? It was a good atmosphere as well.
Didn't feel any different to last week or next week. It's 3 points up for grabs. It felt good today. It did feel different. It felt good because we got 3 points. Look, I've played in derbies, I've managed in derbies. There's outside noise, but when you step on that pitch or the touchline, unfortunately now for me, I much prefer the pitch, but the touchline for me, then you get the football head on and everything's about causing the other team problems and stopping the problems they're causing you, and I think we managed to do that today, thankfully.
Cheers,
all right, cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Thank you.